Come in. Welcome. I am Tammy Grimes. There is a wolf in me, fangs pointed. There is a hog in me, a snout and a belly. There is a baboon in me, clamoring clawed dog-faced. Oh, I got a zoo. I got a menagerie inside my ribs, under my bony head, inside my valve-red heart. I come from the wilderness. That's part of a song sung by Mr. Carl Sandburg. And he was only giving voice to what so many of us suspect, that there is more of the beast in us than most of us would care to admit.
He knows.
Who knows?
Waldo.
Who's Waldo?
You just saw Waldo yesterday. You even spoke to him.
I don't remember anybody named Waldo.
Well, you'd better. He is the loose end, and if we don't take care of him, we could go to jail for life.
Our mystery drama, Lady Macbeth at the Zoo, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Larry Haynes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If you've been waiting to buy a new appliance, your White Westinghouse dealer is now offering great values on brand new White Westinghouse 1982 models of refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, dishwashers, and ranges. And just when you need it most, White Westinghouse dealers are featuring a great spring price down event on previous year's models, floor samples, and other price down values. So buy now and clean up at the White Westinghouse Great Spring Price Down.
White Westinghouse, we're making things better for you.
Countdown to cure.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler with a message from the Leukemia Society of America. Leukemia treatment and research has advanced encouragingly during the last 10 years. We are now able to stop the progress of this disease in many cases, especially children. But more than half of all leukemia occurs in persons over 60 years of age. Each year there are 23,000 new cases. So please support the Leukemia Society's countdown to a cure. It's a matter of time. Thank you.
I bought this gadget by mail. The ad said it would save me a lot of gas. It did. Since I put it in, my car won't start.
They said I could make money stuffing envelopes at home. I'd like to give those envelope guys a licking.
If you shop by mail and don't get what you were promised, it could be mail fraud. And there are many different kinds, from products that don't work to worthless work-at-home schemes. If you're a victim or even suspect mail fraud, call your postal inspector. It's his job to keep the mail a nice way to shop.
The ad said I could lose 20 pounds a week painlessly. What I lost was $20, and that hurt a lot.
They said there were hundreds of dollars to be made working at home. They were right. I worked at home, and they made hundreds of dollars.
Remember, most of the time when you shop by mail, you do get what you were promised. But if you suspect mail fraud, call your local post office and ask for your postal inspector or postmaster. Don't take getting taken. A public service announcement by this station and your postal service.
In these days of skyrocketing housing costs and stratospheric rents, you might say that a couple named Waldo and Edna have it made. They pay nothing at all for room and board. They enjoy a large, airy, one-room apartment, and they even have an outside terrace. True, their home is a cage in the Bronx Zoo, but they have practically no other options. That is because Waldo and Edna are anthropoid apes. They are delightful creatures in every way, attractive, intelligent, and almost human. But it's that word, almost, that denotes the indefinable difference and spans the infinite distance between us. It is a brilliant, beautiful summer day. Waldo and Edna are relaxing in the section of their cage that is in the open air. The door is lifted, and old Tom, the keeper, comes in.
Hey, Waldo. Hello there, Andy. Taking it easy, I see. Well, why not? Here, I got a banana piece for you. You ain't supposed to get none in the afternoon. That's cause they went and cut the budget 50%. Oh, yes, sir, 50% all the way down the line.
What's he talking about?
Not sure.
I thought you understood their language.
Well, he's a little hard to follow.
I shouldn't wonder. They don't speak a logical, comprehensible tongue like decent, intelligent apes. With them, it's all squeals and squeaks. I don't think they can even understand each other.
Well, you don't have to worry. Not you, Waldo, and not you, Edna. I bring you these from home. Go ahead, take them. That's a good boy. That's a good girl. Oh, hey, there's some folks out front. Let's show them something, huh? Hey, watch these folks. Come on, Waldo and Edna. Give old Tom a kiss.
What does that word kiss mean?
Just put your mouth against his cheek.
Oh, that again? Do I have to?
No, we both have to, Edna.
Oh, these human beings are barbarians.
Now, let's get it over with and smack your lips as you do it.
Oh, what I go through for a lousy banana? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Good. You see, folks, how affectionate Waldo and Edna are. Waldo and Edna, you got to understand something. We're in show business.
Waldo, what's he talking about?
I don't know. This is something new.
Now, we'll be getting lots of school kids now with vacations and all, and they think apes is always jumping up and down and swinging on trapezes and such. So we got to put on a little show for him. We got to look alive in here.
Oh, he lost me.
Well, just keep smiling at him.
Well, guess what I'm trying to say is, we got to have more productivity. You understand?
Nod your head.
I don't understand.
I'm going to bring you something real nice for supper. See you later.
All right, Edna. About every half hour or so, we'll jump up and down and wing it on the trapeze for a bit.
Why?
Because that's show business.
What show business?
Well, whatever it is, it makes Tom happy, and he's a nice old geezer.
Listen, Waldo.
Mm.
Is it true that we're descended from Tom?
That's the theory of, evolution. And who told you?
You know that old orangutan?
Mm.
The one that likes everybody to think he's an intellectual.
Well, I don't think he's got it straight. The way I heard it, we're not descended from Tom.
No?
No, Tom is descended from us.
Well, that's no improvement. It's just going downhill.
Now, wait. I don't think that's right either.
Hmm.
It's Tom and us. We are both descended from a common ancestor.
Oh.
Yeah, long ago, his folks and our folks came to a fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Ours chose one route, his took another.
The wrong one, obviously.
Mm.
Oh, come on, Waldo, why don't we split this banana and save the other one for a snack tonight? Waldo? Waldo, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a man.
Why?
He's standing in front of the bars.
The people come here to look at us. We're not required to look at them.
Yeah, I know that, but this one seems rather interesting.
Well, I wouldn't give you a moldy, month-old banana skin to look at the most interesting human being that was ever born. Or are they hatched?
Edna, birds are hatched. Human beings are like us.
You're joking.
No, it's true.
But I never saw them.
Well, they like privacy.
Oh, well, what's privacy?
You know, this one in front of the bars, he seems quite nervous.
All of them are.
Now, what could be bothering this fella? Probably a woman. Sure, must be the one that's coming up the path, huh?
Who?
The one in blue.
Oh.
Martha! Martha, over here.
Oh, there you are. I was looking all over.
Look, I distinctly said, meet me in front of the ape cage.
Well, Carl, you didn't talk to him.
No, I...
You did talk to him?
Well, yes.
And?
It's no.
No, huh?
No, period.
So, when are you going to shoot him?
Martha, what are you saying?
If you marry me, he will cut you off without a cent.
Listen, Martha,
you said no one would ever stand in the way of your happiness.
Martha!
If your uncle tried to break us up, you'd kill him. Didn't you say that?
Well, a person says certain things that...
That he doesn't mean?
Martha, he's old and he's sick. Now, how much longer can he live? We'll get all that money, so, well, we wait a little while.
What's a little while? A year? 5 years? 10? You have to kill him.
Martha, do you realize the kind of discussion that we are having in a public place?
So who's listening? A couple of gorillas?
Apes, you stupid woman, apes.
Why are you getting so excited, Waldo? Calm down.
Edna, do you hear what these people are talking about?
The fact is you want to kill him, Carl. That's what you said.
Yes, but it was said in the heat of... Look, I didn't mean it.
We never say things we don't mean, Carl.
But...
Now, you take these orangutans, huh? In the cage here?
We're not orangutans, you silly female. We're apes, apes.
If they could understand this conversation, what would they think,
I'll tell you what we think. You're trying to steam him up.
They think I was trying to steam you up to get you to kill your uncle. But that isn't true.
Pardon me, lady. I know what I'm hearing.
It's like Lady Macbeth in Shakespeare, Carl.
Please, Martha, what does Lady Macbeth...
Well, listen... Macbeth wants to commit those murders because Macbeth wants to be king. She isn't telling him anything he doesn't want to hear. She isn't telling him to do anything he doesn't really want to do.
Martha, to kill another human being...
You have to do it.
Why do I have to do it?
He was always crazy, and now he's getting senile. Any day he could decide to change his will, leave his money to charity. And where would that leave you?
Listen, Carl, don't let her talk you into it. She wants you to commit murder.
Waldo, what's it to you?
It's wrong, Edna, it's wrong.
Oh, mind your business.
What are those chimps chattering about? We're not chimps, we're apes.
Carl, you know I'm right. You have to do it. So now that it's settled, you do it tonight.
Tonight?
Why not?
How can I kill him?
Shoot him.
I don't have a gun.
He has a gun.
But the gun is a collector's item. It's a custom-made Handley Parrish. It's a 7-shot.
It fires, doesn't it?
But he keeps it locked in his night table.
After he goes to sleep, steal the key.
What if he wakes up while I'm trying
How
to...
How can he wake up? He takes a sleeping pill right after dinner. And the housekeeper is off this evening.
But I...
You see, it's almost too simple. Now listen, you shoot him. You take some stuff from the house. You mess things up a little. Make it look as if a burglar broke in.
But suppose the police suspect me?
After you shoot him, drive over to my apartment. You were with me all night. So you've got an alibi. And you also inherit $3 million. So? Tell me, Carl. What's wrong with it? Think about it.
That's right, Carl. You think about it. It's murder.
Waldo, who's asking you to butt in?
Will you be quiet, Edna? This man is actually considering committing a murder.
Well, Carl...
No, Carl, don't.
You know you have no choice.
No. What is the matter with that monkey? I'm not a monkey. I'm an ape. Look, Martha. Martha, I feel...
No, I
better not tell you. You think I'm crazy.
What is it?
That baboon.
I'm not a baboon. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm an ape.
I feel he is trying to tell me something.
Who does he think you are? Tarzan?
Martha, this isn't a joke.
What is he trying to tell you?
I don't know.
Hey, you in the cage there. Eat your banana and mind your business like a good fella.
The name's on the plaque. It says Waldo and Edna. Which is which?
How would I know?
Yeah, well, I guess this one there, the bigger one, is the male. Waldo. But you see, he's the one who's trying to tell me something.
Carl, what kind of stupid conversation are we having?
I don't know. I must be feeling a little... Well, look, you don't make
a decision to kill your uncle every day.
Carl, I am not minimizing this thing, but it has to be done.
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Get it over with.
No, no. Carl, come back. Don't do it. Come back.
Waldo, what is the matter with you?
That man, Edna, tonight, he is going to commit a murder.
Oh, who's he going to kill?
You heard him, his uncle.
So what?
So what? Life is precious, Edna.
Not among human beings. Murder is their biggest outdoor sport. It's also their second most popular indoor sport.
Well, I've got to stop it.
How are you going to stop it?
Well, I just got to stop it.
What are you doing? Stop rattling the bars and stop jumping up and down.
Somebody, please listen to me.
Well, why should they listen? They can't understand you.
Everybody, listen. It's going to be a murder.
Hey there, Waldo. Well, how you feeling there, old fella? You feeling good, huh? This is Waldo, folks. Every now and then, he just starts feeling his own.
Tom, listen to me. There's going to be a murder.
Hey, when I told you we needed increased productivity, you really took me serious.
Now, Tom, you have to do something.
No, Waldo, when the show is over, he's done good. Don't get too hot and perspired before supper.
So? What did you accomplish?
Edna, I can't just sit here. I have to do something. I just have to do something.
Like what? To begin with, he is confined in his cage. That's strike one against him. And although he can obviously understand it, he cannot speak our language. Strike two. And even if he could find a way somehow to communicate, who would believe him? After all, he's an ape. Strike three. And it's only the end of Act One. Maybe he can come to bat again in Act Two shortly.
Maybe you've heard me speak for the American Cancer Society in the past, asking you to support their life-giving programs. Well, those programs have helped make progress. Today, there are more than 2 million Americans who've beaten cancer. Now, again, I'm asking you to join me in sharing the cost of living. Please give generously when your American Cancer Society volunteer calls on you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bob Ask Me Anything Hope. People often call me when they have questions. Like the other day, someone asked me what the fastest bird is. Of course, I know it's the spine-tailed swift. Well, actually, I didn't know that particular answer, so I called the library. Libraries have a telephone reference service that puts the answers to your questions right at your fingertips. So if I'm on the golf course the next time you need to know something, call the library and tell them Bob sent you.
A public service message from the American Library Association and this station.
In Poland, people are standing in line to go hungry. There is not enough food. The agencies of the Interfaith Hunger Appeal are getting through with food and other aid. Please, help. Give to Interfaith Hunger Appeal, P.O. Box 1000, New York 10150. You are the hope of the hungry.
Please give.
A public service of Interfaith Hunger Appeal and the Advertising Council.
By this time, as you know, our story is concerned with two couples, Carl and Martha, the human beings, and Waldo and Edna, the apes. So far, it's the apes who are displaying the humanity, while it's the humans who are manifesting the bestiality. And now, as Act Two is about to unfold, the human couple is about to become as beastly as you can get.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
Are the servants gone?
Yes.
Are you alone in the house with him?
Yes, yes. Martha, yes.
Did he take a sleeping pill?
Yes, yes. He's dead to the world.
Not quite dead enough. Not yet. Now, go ahead.
No.
No? I thought we decided.
No. I will not do it alone. I want you here.
Why?
I am doing it for you.
You are doing it for yourself.
Well, I'm doing it for both of us. I want you to be a part of it.
But you don't need me.
I said I won't do it alone.
All right.
Waldo.
Yeah?
Why aren't you asleep?
How can I sleep?
Well, what's wrong?
Now, you know what's wrong, Edna.
No, I don't. Now, you tell me.
Right now, a human being is about to be murdered.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, why should you even want to?
Edna, how can you even ask such a question?
Oh, Waldo, why are you getting so upset? After all, murder is the basic foundation of their culture.
Now, don't say that.
When we were living in the jungle, did we have armies? Did we ever kill each other?
Edna, just because they're not as highly developed as we are, just because humans are a more primitive species, doesn't mean that we shouldn't feel a responsibility to teach them how to live better.
So what are you going to do, Waldo?
Well, I'll find a way. I'll just have to find a way.
Well, keep in touch, Waldo.
Where's the key?
Oh, it's in the desk drawer, Martha.
Carl, what are you waiting for?
Oh,
get the gun.
But you...
I said get it. Okay, is the gun there?
Yes.
All right, pick it up. Is it loaded?
Yes.
All right, this is the very last thing. Now walk over to the bed.
Martha.
I know what I have to do. I have to play Lady Macbeth. I have to nerve you up. Now go ahead. Kill him. You have no choice. Unless you want to be a pauper. And kill him not just because I say so, but because you have to. Aim.
He looked so old, so frail.
He'll look better dead.
Martha.
Pull the trigger.
Edna.
What is this, Waldo?
Something woke me.
Oh. Well, is there any reason to wake me?
Something terrible has just happened.
What?
I don't know. I don't. Yes, I do. I do. Murder.
Who's murder?
The old man, the uncle.
Oh, no, Waldo.
I know it. I just know it.
All right. So they killed him.
I've got to do something about it.
We're back to that.
Well, there is such a thing as justice.
Justice? What's that?
Well, I guess you can say it's paying the price for what you do.
What kind of a price? Oh, you pay if you take somebody's life?
Well, you should pay for it with your own.
And how does that change matters?
It doesn't.
Well, then why do it?
Well, then you should give up your freedom.
How?
Well, you should be shut up in a cell for the rest of your life.
And what's a cell?
Well, it's a room with stone walls and an iron door and steel bars.
Oh. Well, then, wouldn't this be a cell?
I guess you could call it that.
Hmm. And don't we have to spend the rest of our lives here?
I suppose so.
You call this punishment? We got no worries. We're fed. We're taken care of. Well, I think this is great. It beats living in the jungle in the rain and the wet and worrying about leopards and tigers.
Yeah, but Edna, human beings are different.
We've already established that. They're crazy. Now, why don't we both try to get some sleep?
Have another cup of coffee, Carl.
Well, all right.
Don't be so nervous.
Look, I can't help it, Martha. I don't commit murder every day, you know.
Murder? Who committed a murder? Just put it out of your mind.
Do you think the police know about it yet?
Well, why don't we turn on the radio? Find out. The news is on any minute.
Martha.
There is nothing to worry about. You have an alibi.
But still and all,
And now for the latest news bulletins on the half hour at 7:30. The latest in the wave of homicide burglaries took place last night in the home of stockbroker Webster Carroll. Mr. Carroll, aged 77 and in poor health, was murdered by a prowler. The servants had the night off, and Mr. Carroll was alone in the house. It is believed that he was shot with his own gun, an expensive Handley Parish revolver. The police are certain the motive was robbery. On the international scene...
There you are, Carl. See? Some poor burglars being blamed for your... Oh, wait.
Huh?
The gun. We forgot to get rid of the gun.
Well, do we have to?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's very valuable.
It could be worth your life and mine.
Well, I always wanted that gun.
Where is it? Give it to me.
Who's that?
Oh, probably the police.
The police?
Oh, Mrs. Selfridge probably told them you might be with me.
Oh, the police.
You'll have to talk with them sooner or later. Now, remember, act shocked. Just a minute.
Good morning, Miss Martha Tyson.
Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Coletti, homicide. My credentials.
Oh, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Carl Carroll.
Oh, please come in. Hmm.
Yes, I'm Mr. Carroll.
Oh, well, Mr. Carroll, are you aware of what happened last night?
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Where? I mean, in what connection?
The only way to say this is to say it.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Your Uncle Webster Carroll...
Did something happen to him?
He was murdered.
Oh, no.
A burglar.
Oh, no.
Oh, Carl, dear, you better sit down.
Oh, no, I had an appointment to have lunch with him today. Couldn't there be a mistake?
His housekeeper had the night off.
Oh, I should have stayed home last night, and instead I...
Oh, where were you, Mr. Carroll?
I was here. Miss Tyson and I are engaged.
Oh, I understand.
Had I only known...
Now, darling, you can't blame me.
The burglar got away with his watch, his ring, his wallet. I guess he was after cash. Nothing else seems to be missing. Oh, yes. His housekeeper says he did have a revolver in his night table. That's gone, too.
The special Handley Parish revolver?
It fires a special 37 caliber bullet?
Yes.
Mm. Well, then, that's the gun that killed him.
Oh, he's dead. Uncle Webster is dead. I just can't believe it.
I'm sorry I had to be the one to break the news. I'm sure you'll want some time to yourself. And besides, I really don't have any questions to ask you at this time.
No. Lieutenant, if I can be of any assistance, I mean, I will do anything I can to bring that killer to justice.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll. Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Tyson.
Goodbye. Oh, darling, you were absolutely magnificent.
Oh, let me tell you, I was filled with all kinds of apprehensions. I thought I'd collapse under the pressure, but I didn't. Hey, do you know something? Oh, I rather enjoyed it. Martha, we are going to get away with it.
Did you ever doubt it? There's one last little detail. The gun.
Don't worry about the gun.
Well, just let me get rid of it.
I said not to worry about it.
But
it... Now, look, I'll take care of it, Martha. Now, let's enjoy some breakfast.
What's the matter, Waldo?
The matter? Nothing.
Well, you look so tired this morning.
I just didn't sleep all night. That murder...
Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
I wonder.
Oh, come on, Waldo. Cheer up. Here comes old Tom. You know how upset he becomes if he thinks there's something wrong.
Hey, stay there, Waldo, old buddy. You feeling okay this morning?
Please try to smile, Waldo.
You're off your feet a bit, eh, Waldo? Yeah, I guess so. Maybe you was doing two hard things yesterday, old-timer. Why don't you just relax a bit today? After all, productivity don't mean a fella has to kill himself.
Hi there, Tom.
Yes. Morning to you, Officer O'Malley. What's new, police force wise?
Well, we had the usual murder last night.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. From what I heard, a nice elderly fellow living with his nephew, Crowler, come in and got a hold of the old man's gun and killed him.
Hey, Waldo, what has got into you?
What's Waldo jumping around like that all of a sudden?
Waldo, have you taken leave of your senses? Now, you get off that trapeze.
Waldo, you don't have to put on the show yet. It's too early in the morning. Nobody's here. Waldo, shimmer down.
Waldo, you're crazy. Waldo, get down off there.
All right, all right.
Well, then, that's better. Wake up, Officer O'Malley. I'll have a cup of coffee with you. Waldo, you behave yourself now. You hear me?
Waldo.
They did it. They killed them. They murdered them.
But you knew they were going to do it.
I should have stopped them.
There was no way you could have stopped them.
Edna, if there was only some way I could bring them to justice.
Once again, we have Waldo in an if-only situation. Poor Waldo. How the deck is stacked against him. He does have one thing going for him, and that is his determination. He may also have something else going for him. Something that can be the most powerful force on Earth. Can you guess what that is? We'll have an answer in Act 3 shortly.
What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of dietary fiber to help the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is the laxative made from natural fiber, no chemical stimulants. That's why doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. Try Metamucil powder or pre-measured packets of Metamucil instant mix in regular or orange flavor and save 50 cents. Look for the coupon in June's Reader's Digest. Read label and follow directions.
Weekdays, from the creators of The Young and the Restless, it's Capital. Desire and passion set behind the marble curtain of power in Washington, D.C. Then follow the lives of people searching for their place in the sun on Guiding Light. And stay tuned for Glamour and Laughs as Bert Convy brings you celebrity couples and their hilarious secrets on Tattletales.
You never know what Tattletales will tell.
That's Capital, Guiding Light, and Tattletales. Weekdays on CBS Television. Check your local listings for the time.
Hi, I'm Lennon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Are you depressed? Is it hard to get out of bed in the morning? Do you look forward to, well, nothing? Perhaps some chain of events, something you couldn't control, has affected your life. Maybe you've lost your job or experienced the death of a family member or a friend. Whatever the cause, you're depressed. You're not able to shake the feeling of gloom that hangs over your head. Well, I've got news for you, and it's good news. There's a way to handle your depression. And here's one idea. Decide that you have the ability to decide what your life is going to be like and how you're going to feel about life. To get more suggestions on how to handle depression, just put the word depression on a postcard or in a letter and send it to me at this address. Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut, 06142. Ask for the depression plan. It's free. The address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut, 06142. This is Heartbeat.
We are given to understand, more or less, in classic literature, that you cannot get away with murder. However, we do seem to have an exception in the person of a Mr. Carl Carroll. He knows he's a murderer, but he's not going to tell anyone. His fiancée, Martha Tyson, knows he's a murderer, but she has no intention of telling anyone either. An anthropoid ape named Waldo also knows that Carl is a murderer. And Waldo would dearly love to tell everybody, but how can he go about it?
Hello?
Carl? Are you all right?
Yes, Martha, I'm fine.
Oh, good. I called you this morning because I remembered we have a loose end. The gun.
Don't worry about it.
But it's important.
Look, everything is fine.
Yeah, isn't it? The case has practically disappeared from the media. The police have gone on to other things. We're obviously in the clear.
Yes. Oh.
What is it?
No, nothing.
Carl, is something wrong?
Well, there may be another loose end.
What?
No, just forget about it, huh?
No, Carl, tell me.
I said forget about it.
Good morning, Waldo. Good morning, Edney.
Waldo, it's Tom. Give him a smile.
Well, how's every little thing today, kids, huh?
Please, Waldo. He gets so upset.
Oh, are you still under the weather, Waldo, old-timer, huh?
Waldo?
You want I should call the vet?
That's all you need, Waldo. He'll stick you with those needles and then you'll really get sick. Now smile.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, that's my boy, Waldo. Show them pearly whites. I'm going to be back with a nice breakfast.
Now that was what I call a good breakfast. You feeling better, Waldo?
Edna, I've decided to accept it.
Accept what?
The world, Edna.
Oh. Do you have a choice?
Now, people will kill each other. It's how they're made.
Aren't we lucky to be able...
Yeah, aren't we lucky to be here?
You know this evolution business.
What about it?
Oh, what are we going to do when people start becoming intelligent? When the day arrives that they'll be as smart as we are?
Oh, that day won't dawn for at least a couple of million years. Edna.
What is it?
He's here.
Who's here?
The murderer. Look, he's standing in front of the bars.
Oh, Waldo, you don't know for a fact that he's a murderer.
I know.
How?
Look at his face, Edna.
Well, what about his face?
Well, can't you see the word guilty written all over it?
What do you mean by written?
He's a killer, all right.
Oh, Waldo, you come back here.
The murderer.
Waldo, I'm frightened.
I'm going to look into his eyes.
Oh, Waldo.
Good morning, assassin.
Oh, you filthy brute.
Filthy, huh? There's no blood on my hands.
What do you know?
I know you're a murderer.
If you could speak, what would you say?
I'm speaking. Can't you understand me?
What goes on in that miserable little brain of yours?
No thoughts of evil, I can tell you that.
What are you trying to say to me?
You know. That's why you're here.
I didn't kill him.
Don't make me laugh.
No, don't. No, don't do that. Don't point your finger at me.
Murderer, killer, assassin.
Why are you pointing your finger at me? Why?
Carl?
Why?
Carl?
He is pointing his finger at me, Martha. Look, why?
Carl, what is the matter with you?
Martha, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I didn't like the way you sounded on the phone, so I drove over to the house. Just as I got there, you were coming out of the driveway, so I followed you.
Martha, he knows I am a murderer.
Carl, shut up. Everybody in the zoo will know it. Now just calm down. Who knows what?
The ape. Now, he knows I killed Uncle Webster.
Carl, how can he know?
He knows. That's all he knows.
We were here when we talked about it. Now, do you remember? He heard every word we said.
Oh, all right.
And don't tell me that I'm crazy.
No, I won't do that.
He knows. And there's absolutely no question about it.
Okay, so he knows. Carl, please, look at it. He's jumping up and down. That's all he can do. Jump up and down, swing on that trapeze, and give off all kinds of crazy grunts.
He wants to kill everybody.
How? Carl, please, come on, let's get out of here.
But he knows.
Carl, let's have some breakfast, huh? You'll feel better. And besides, we have to make plans for the wedding, don't we? I mean, after all, that's why we got into this thing, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Come on.
Get married, produce children who grow up to be killers just like you. Start a whole new race of murderers.
All right, Waldo, that's enough.
Hey, Waldo. As I swear, I never seen you so spry. Now everybody's talking about you, and you know what they're saying, huh? Our department's showing the best productivity in the whole zoo.
Now, Carl, about that stupid ape.
He is not stupid, Martha. Now, you look into his eyes and you can see. He knows.
Carl, I want to talk to you seriously. He doesn't know.
But I look into his eyes.
You're
and he's...
not looking into his eyes.
I tell you.
You
that...
are looking into your own soul.
Oh, Martha.
All right. You committed murder.
We committed murder.
And that act, it went against everything you'd been raised to believe in.
Then why did you make me do it?
Because underneath all the veneer of morality and civilization, almost every man is a potential Macbeth. He'll kill if it means realizing his ambition. All he needs is a lady, Macbeth, to give him courage. And that's what I gave you, Carl. The nerve. That was my contribution. The killing was all yours.
He knows. That ape knows.
It's your conscience, Carl. Your guilty conscience. It'll bother you for a while. It has to. But in time, it'll go away.
No, it'll never go away.
It has to. The thing can't be undone. So, you learn to live with it. And then forget it.
How can I forget it?
Waldo, I want to get some sleep.
Who's stopping you?
You are.
What am I doing?
You keep mumbling about justice.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you do it?
Now, what else can I do except mumble about it?
Why don't you mumble about it in the daytime?
In the daytime, I have to act like some hyperthyroid clown.
What's hyperthyroid?
That's how I have to behave in order to increase productivity.
What is productivity?
Extra bananas.
Look, Waldo, this fellow Carl, he killed his uncle. He's going to get away with it, and that's that.
Well, I just refuse to believe there's no such thing as justice in their world.
If there was real justice, their world would come to an end tomorrow.
If there was only something I could do.
You could let me go to sleep.
Carl.
What?
Will you quit talking in your sleep?
Well, I am not talking.
You're keeping me up.
Sorry.
Just relax. Close your eyes. Don't fight it. Just try to drift off into sleep. Deep, quiet, restful sleep.
Carl.
Huh? What are you doing here?
You've been expecting me.
Hey, how did you get out of your cage?
Is that important?
What do you want?
You know what I want.
No.
Yes, you do. Go to the police. To that nice Lieutenant Coletti.
Never.
She'll help you.
No.
Maybe you weren't all there mentally. Maybe you were provoked.
No, I was. You don't know how he treated me. He had nothing but contempt for me.
Well, you tell that to nice, sweet Lieutenant Coletti. You may not get a long term in jail. But listen, maybe she'll wait for you.
Do you think she will? I mean, do you really think so, Waldo?
Would I lie to you?
You see, I had to kill him, don't you see? I mean, I had to prove that I was a man.
Well, the lieutenant would appreciate that.
Yeah, but if I tell her, I won't be able to inherit the money. They'll take the money away from me.
What's money?
What's money?
Why, you stupid chip. I'm not a chip. I'm an ape.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Money is everything. Money makes the world go round.
If you don't tell her, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll stop you.
How I'll kill you, Stoddard.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Carl, wake up.
I'll kill you.
Carl, wake up. Come on, you're having a nightmare.
No, it's not a nightmare.
Carl?
Huh?
Where are you going? Are you getting dressed?
There is a loose end that I have to take care of.
What are you talking about?
I'll be right back.
But the gun. It's the gun. It's the revolver.
Yes, the gun.
Oh, you're going to get rid of it finally. Oh, now I can breathe easier. Look, make sure nobody's looking and toss it off the bridge.
I'll kill him.
No, darling, you don't have to. You've already killed your uncle. Just get rid of the gun.
Breakfast time, come in and get it. Yes, sir. Look at all these fresh fruits and vegetables. I tell you, productivity sure gets rewarded around here. Eat hearty, kids.
Whatever this productivity is, Waldo, let's keep it up.
Yeah, I suppose so, Edna. I suppose so.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah. Edna, look.
What?
He's here.
Who?
The killer. He's coming up the path.
But the zoo isn't open yet. How'd he get in? Waldo, what's that he's got in his hand?
That's a gun.
What's a gun?
It's something you use to kill with.
But why
all
would
right, quick,
he...
Quick, get on your trapeze, and I'll get on mine.
Waldo,
and don't ask questions. Just do it. Swing up and down as hard as you can.
But,
and hurry up.
I'm going to kill you. I am going to kill the both of you.
Hey, you shoot me if you have to, but leave her out of it.
You're the loose end, and I am going to tie you off right now. Get hold still, you stupid baboon.
I'm not a baboon.
Officer O'Malley! Officer O'Malley! He's going to kill both my apes!
Drop that gun or I'll fire! Be careful, Tom.
Is he dead?
He's breathing. As far as I can see, the bullet just grazed his forehead. He must have passed out.
Hey, look at him. Look at Waldo and Edna. She had a swing and jumping and flying back and forth. That's how they saved themselves. Who says they ain't smart?
Hey, Tom, here's something.
What?
This gun, this revolver of his. We've been told to keep an eye out for it. It's a valuable custom-made Handley Parrish. You don't come across one like it every day. It was used in a murder.
Yeah, what murder?
Some rich old guy was killed by a burglar. Now, this fella here, what's he doing with the gun? He's going to have some tall explaining to do.
Well, I certainly would say so.
I told you, Edna, there is such a thing as justice.
Oh, please, Waldo, calm down.
Justice, and I made it happen.
No, Waldo, sport, calm down. It's over, it's all over.
Justice.
Hey, Waldo, save that swinging and flying for the crowd.
You're sure going to earn those bananas today, Waldo.
Productivity. Edna, productivity and justice, the names of the game.
Do you want to know what happened to Carl? He confessed. He tried to implicate Martha, but she turned those large, limpid, luminous baby blues at the jury and tearfully swore all this was news to her. So much for true love. I shall return shortly.
Excuse me, I own that shoe store across the street.
Uh-huh.
Want to buy it?
Well,
I'll be honest. I have great shoes, but no customers, so I'm ready to sell the whole thing at any price you name it.
$12.
Sold.
Ooh.
Well, now that you own a shoe store, what'll you do with it?
Well, advertise.
Well, I tried. A lot of newspaper ads, then TV and magazine.
I'll probably go radio.
Radio?
Yeah, according to the latest studies, everyday radio reaches more people than newspaper, TV, or magazine.
How did you
What's
know?
More, radio targets customers. I'll match up the right stations for my dressier lines and different stations for young casual. Since radio costs a lot less than newspapers or TV, I'll get good efficiency.
Listen, I'd like to buy my store back from you.
Well,
at a fair profit.
Okay.
How much do you want?
$156,000.
That's a pretty fair profit.
I believe it.
I'll take it.
Radio. It costs less, targets your best customers, and it sells.
Radio. Red hot because it works. For more facts on radio, call this station of the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
Titled our story, Lady Macbeth at the Zoo, and perhaps we may have provoked a brawl with Shakespeare's purists. Well, why not? Shakespeare himself flourished in an age noted for brawling, controversy, and violence. We raise the point. Can a person be convinced to do something which is foreign to his or her basic instincts? We raise it and leave it for your consideration. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Terry Keane, Evelyn Juster, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I am going to kill him.
I hope you're joking.
I am quite serious.
I don't believe you. If you had any such intentions, you wouldn't tell anyone.
Well, you're quite mistaken. Harrison, you are my attorney. What I'm now telling you is protected by a client-lawyer privilege. And what's more, if my act should be discovered, you will defend me.
Well, it makes me very sad to see you like this. You are embarking on a course that could only lead to tragedy.
And what course do you think I'm on now? If I let things go on as they are, I shall lose a woman.
Is that true? The girl is only 18.
And I am 50. But at least I want a chance to win her. If I must kill to do it, I shall.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by White Westinghouse Appliance Company. This is Tammy Grimes inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater.